You've likely heard of rappelling, but how about depelling? It means coming down the mountain or some other tall place, upside down, face forward. I'll leave it to our adventurous friend, Margie Goldsmith, to know all about it. So, Margie, you actually tried this in New Brunswick?
I did.
So, we've got to ask, what was it like?
Well, it was very scary. Probably the second scariest thing I've ever done, because you don't intentionally push yourself off a cliff head first. It just goes against everything we've learned about staying alive.
Yes, it does. But you did it anyway.
I did it anyway. Sometimes you just have to do things that scare you.
So I'm assuming you're all hooked up in some gear and it's safe or relatively safe.
It's very safe. They give you a helmet. They put you into a harness. You have a safety line. Even as you're walking out to the cliff, you always have a safety line. So if anything were to happen, you know, they're going to grab you. They give you a water bottle, which you clip onto your body because they know that you're going to be very nervous. The first thing you're going to want to do when you get down is drink some water. And they give you a glove because your brake is actually the rope. And what you do is you're going down upside down. You take your hand and you push it into your stomach, which stops the rope. So you brake yourself. You control your descent. Unlike bungee jumping, where it's an uncontrolled descent, you just jump and you go flying down. In depelling, you decide exactly how fast you want to go, if you want to do tricks, if you want to jump back and forth off the rock.
I mean, do you get a little bit of lead up to this, or do they just harness you up and say, let her rip?
No, because you really need to see what it looks like. What they do is, at least at the place I did it, and there are only two places which do it, at least in North America.
Wow.
And I haven't heard of any which do it anywhere else in the world. And this was, I had my choice of either going off a tower in Quebec, which sounded horrible, or going to this beautiful place called Grand Falls and going down a gorge. So, of course, I chose the gorge. And how can you resist New Brunswick when they've got the Bay of Fundy?
Oh, that's right.
So there were a lot of good things going for it. But what the owner would explain to me what it was going to be like, and then his name is Raymond Paquette, and his adventure outfit is called Open Air Adventures, and he has a lot of people working for him. So he just got one of his assistants to harness himself in, and he went running off the cliff. Something which I had no intention of doing. He did a complete somersault. He did a complete 360-degree turn. And then he started jumping off the rocks like an upside-down pogo stick or like a trampoline effect. And then he got to the bottom, and Raymond said, are you ready to try? And by then, I was shaking all over, trying to hide the fact that I was shaking. And I said, yes. And he said, okay, put your feet over the edge. Well, you have to have your foot half on the edge and half in the air. And I just was not ready to do that. And you have to lean forward. Imagine a sheer cliff, like a tower wall, like any kind of a building. And you have to edge yourself onto its roof and pretend you're going to climb down like Spider-Man. I mean, it's just such an abnormal thing. So I was absolutely petrified, terrified. I thought, how am I going to go through with this? But you've already been roped in. How are you going to quit? You know, I'm not a quitter. I would have lost too much faith. So I decided, all right, I'd go ahead and do it. And when I finally was able to get my legs over the edge, and then he said, okay, you know, go forward. So I didn't. And then I had to test the rope to see how quickly I could get down, which is very quickly. And then to break, you just swung it back into your stomach. And then I thought, oh, this is easy, and this is fun, and this is not scary anymore. So I started doing the little trampoline jumps because I'm used to rappelling, in which you go straight down a wall, but your head is above the rest of your body. And mm-hmm. It's very fun to kick out. You get kind of a ride. It's like being on a swing or a bungee cord.
So when you're going down face first, isn't there a chance as you're doing your little trampoline jumps that you might hit your face on the side of the wall?
You're pretty far out from the wall. You're never that close to the wall once you have gotten off the cliff. And it's 135 feet. It's a rock wall, which you'd think would be very, very long. But it's not when you're sliding down a rope. It happens very quickly. you never can hit your head. I mean, you're wearing a helmet just in case, but that never even occurred to me that I'd hit my head because it's your feet which are pushing out.
I don't know. It's the first thing that occurred to me. If I'm going face first. But I'm just that kind of gal. And as you were describing it to me, you were saying, imagine going over head first. And I'm like, my mouth just got really dry when you said that.
That's why they give you the water bottle.
Yeah, I can see why. So it just, obviously you have to probably sign a waiver or something like that when you do it.
Well, you know, I don't even remember because I was so terrified. I cannot remember if I signed a waiver or not. I'm sure that you do sign a waiver.
Yeah.
But open air adventures is not only are they, is their record safe, their safety record impeccable, but they have a training tower. It looks like one of these firemen's things where you climb up and you learn how to do various things, and it's mainly for the instructors.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute I saw their training tower, I thought, okay, this is fine. I'm trusting this guy, Raymond. He seems to know what he's doing. He apparently invented the word depelling because in French they call it décollade, and there was no word for that in English. So he thought, okay, I'll call it depelling as opposed to rappelling.
Yeah, well, I would be a décollade, I think, if I was going down face first. Margie, you always are doing something fun. I love living the world through your eyes and, in this case, your face, head first.
Well, thank you, Terry. I love being able to tell you about it.
Margie Goldsmith, a travel writer. Her work has appeared in many publications, including the Toronto Globe and Mail and the Huffington Post. And you can find out more at mgproductions.com.
Thanks so much, Terry.